It was a fun moment. It wasn't like the first debate where you were just kind of like, that good. Satan, your horns are showing, bro. Satan, your horns, bro. They showing, man. Your tail, man.
Put black dynamite. I sell drugs to the community.
Voting is equal to breast implants, right, for guys, right? You know they're not real, but you still enjoy them. Like, you know your vote is like really, 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 really small. Don't really do nothing. But you still got to do it.
Put black dynamite. I sell drugs to the community.
Put up a post on my gram, and basically the post is like, the hardest thing in a relationship is pretending your girlfriend gives good head. That's what the post said, right? The hardest thing in a relationship is pretending your girlfriend gives good head.
Put black dynamite. I sell drugs to the community.
Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout, episode number 18 or 19. I'm losing track. Let's go.
What's bar shit? What is LLC? Cash App is cool, but we sell things.
Does anybody care? Does anybody care enough to think about how proud Jeff Goldblum was of that fly? Did anybody stop to think and say, you know what? Jeff Goldblum somewhere is... Because he saw that fly on Mike Pence's head and he said, look at one of my peoples. The fly. Look at my peoples, man. Did anybody think about Jeff Goldblum in that moment? If you don't know who Jeff Goldblum is, Jeff Goldblum is an actor. He did The Fly back, I don't know when The Fly came out. I seen it, though. Yeah, let me look it up for y'all. Let me look it up. I got y'all. 1986, The Fly. Weird, kind of creepy movie. Weird again. Fits Jeff Goldblum. But Jeff Goldblum, for the people who don't know him, you might know him from Independence Day. Will Smith. He killed it, you know, in that movie. And you guys can, you know, do your stuff, you know. And then he was in Jurassic Park. Steven Spielberg's classic, Jurassic Park. But did anybody stop to think about Jeff Goldblum? The Fly. Did anybody stop? No. No, we didn't. You know why? We were entertained by the actual fly. It was on his head, man. It was on his head, man. And I just really felt as if he felt, I'm making the fly out to be a guy, so I apologize. But I just really felt in that moment, he knew that this was his moment. It wasn't Kamala Harris' moment. It wasn't Mike Pence's moment. This my moment. I'm the fly. I'm the moment. I can feel the lights on me right now. I'm sweating. I'm getting sweat. All in eight of my eyes. I think the fly's got eight eyes or something like that. I'm getting all this sweat all in my eye. Or they ain't got eight eyes, but they got big eyes or something like that. And the eyes are really big. And if you get sweat all in my eyes, but I felt the light on me, it's my time. And I really think he was frozen for a second. He was like, what am I going to do with all this shining moment on me? What am I going to do? You know what he did? Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. That's what the fly did. He was up there. He was doing that. You remember the Warner Brothers frog? Hello, my baby. I think that's the Warner Brothers frog. I'm not for sure. Man, but the internet. Whew. The internet, man. They enjoyed that. I mean, there were. We hadn't seen fun videos like that in a minute. The fly moment, the fly episode of 2020. Provided us with, you remember how they used to, you know, take clips and auto-tune them up and chop them up? It brought us back to that moment. There's some old kids up in that house. Let me find that so y'all know what I'm talking about. Let me see if I can find that. Oh, I can't, because you know I didn't put it in my system, man. I'm sorry, I didn't put it into my pad, so I can't run it for y'all right now. But there's some old kids up in that house. Hide your kids, hide your wife. You know, it brought us back to that fun internet time, like that really fun, over the top, goofy moment, Vine-ish moment. People were having so much fun with the fly. And then as you're having so much fun with the fly, you see the fly and you look over to his, I don't know if that's his right, I guess because I'm looking at the TV, that be here rye. That here rye right there. Look, come here, look. Everybody come to the TV. That here rye right there, here rye. Oh, that thing pink eye. Oh, look at that pink eye. Oh, dear Lord, dear. He done got pink eye. Dear Lord, dear. He done got pink eye. And I seen a video where a dude took, I'm assuming that's Visine, and he's, you know, dropped a couple of drops on the TV. And I got a good laugh out of that. It was a fun moment. It wasn't like the first debate where you were just kind of like, that good. Satan, your horns are showing, bro. Satan, your horns, bro. They showing, man. Your tail, man. Bring it down a notch. This one was a little bit more, you know, a little bit more cool with Kamala Harris dropping a lot of them. Boy, you better take that trash out, face. You know what I'm saying? Like your black mom, you better take that. Hey. But take that trash out front. Just a look. But it was more chill, man. It was more chill, but it brought us way more entertainment. It was way more entertainment. The first one was just mean. Just a mean situation. Just mean. This one, though, the fly with the pink eye. Ah, what a treat. What a treat. You know? By the way, Jeff Goldblum, I love you. And I thought about you. I thought about you as the fly was seawalking on top of that man's head. And it was, his hair is so gray. Gandalf is jealous. His hair is so gray and it's like a professional gray. You know what I'm saying? It's a professional gray. Now, the rest of him, he looks really dead, like really, really pale. And I know somewhere, there's like a 19-year-old girl that wants to get him in a tanning booth and say, just come here, lay in the tanning booth. Just get in the tanning booth. Because he's so pale. That's not usual pale. That's extra pale. That's like, oh, man, put on some of this tanning cream and then everything will be okay. Everything will be okay. If there's a costume of Mike Pence, they make a mask of Mike Pence, it's got to resemble powder. If it's darker than powder, they're lying to you. The mask of Mike Pence's face has to resemble powder. And I don't understand what a lot of y'all thinking baby powder. No, I'm thinking the movie powder. If you've never seen the movie powder, this guy's albino, man. I need that mask to damn near look like, how can I put this? Oh, you're dying. Yeah, you have no color in your face. You're dying. Good luck, Chuck. And his eye made me go put drops in my eyes. Like, I ran to the bathroom. His eye, that one eye, said, you know what? A couple of drops. Because that, it make you itch your eye. You know what I'm saying? You ever seen somebody scratching their back or scratching their arm? You're like, you know what? Let me scratch my arm. That's what it made me feel like. I had to go put some drops in my eyes, man, because his eye, something was wrong. You're not telling us what was wrong with his eye. I want to know what was wrong with his eye. Both of them seem like if either one of them old-ass motherfuckers kick over, though, they could take over. That's the one thing I do know. They was quick. They was on their toes. They was talking. They was moving, you know? Everybody had a response. Well, I mean, it was both sides, you know, dodging questions, but everybody had a response. Both sides had a response. They was quick hand movements. You know what I'm saying? Camilla was throwing up the set. Pence was throwing up the set. Everybody was quick. I didn't feel as if one of the two oldies kick over. If one of the two oldies kick over. If one of the two oldies cook over, I feel like one of those two they'll be good. It's good health on the side. Because both of the Bidener and the Trumper, man, I mean, a good shake and an elevator are going down and it could be over. You know, like a good shake.
Don't worry about it, Mr. President. It's just the elevator.
It's too late. You know, it's one of those things. Oh, man.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
That's facts, though. That's facts. But I want to really appreciate the internet. The internet continues to impress and keep us laughing. Hey, you know The Fly has a 92% rating on Rotten Tomato? Damn, Jeff! August 15, 1986, that movie dropped.
The Fly.
But the internet continues to impress, and I love it. It's needed. It's important. But they also can be Debbie the Downers, you know? The internet could be Debbie the Downers, but I do thoroughly appreciate this most recent activity because it really felt in that, like, really fun stage of, like, just that Vine and Instagram just starting, and it's just YouTube fail videos, all that just felt, that moment was all in the vice president debate. Thank you. And I know they got to be thinking, like, we did all this talking and The Fly and The Eye stole the show. The Fly, The Eye stole the show, along with, boy, you better take that trash out face from Camilla Hurley. But you better take that trash out face. And I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. We're here to do our job. You understand what I'm saying? We are Americans. I'm an American. I got a job to do come November. I got a fucking job to do. Yeah, huh? I got a job to do. You know what my job is, Charlie? You know what my fucking job is? I got to go vote.
Recent research has shown that empirical evidence for globalization of corporate innovation is very limited.
Don't listen to that. I got to go vote. All right. I got a job to do. I got to go vote, baby. And I hope that we are all prepared just to go do what we're supposed to do. Don't matter, man. Just get out there and vote and do your job, do what you're supposed to do. And I'm listening to me, man. Been on Earthis for a long time. I've been on Earthis for a long time. Voted once. I remember when Jesus was shaking his dreads. I was there when Jesus was shaking his dreads. Voted one time. One time. I remember Noah asked me to grab some wood. He said, "Hey, Shay, can you go to get some wood?" And he said, "Wood for this. Go get some wood for me." I said, "You know what, Noah? I got you. I'm going to get this wood." And you know what I did? I didn't get the wood. I started chasing some butterflies, and then I got off track, and then Noah was upset. I was there for when Noah got upset with me about not getting the wood for the ark. I had to go get the wood. I started chasing some butterflies, and everything changed up. He was mad. I was there for that. Only voted one time. JFK, I warned him. Don't get in the drop top. I was there. I said, "Don't get in the drop top, baby. I know that motherfucker fly. Don't get in the drop top, baby. That motherfucker fly. Look at that ride. That motherfucker fly." I was there. He got in the drop top, man. I was there for that. Voted one time. Voted one time. 1989. I was in the theater. watching Turtles, Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtle Power, Turtle Power, T-U-R-T-L-E-A, T-U-R-T-L-E, Power. Sorry about that, y'all. Raphael was saying damn all over the screen. I was there for the premiere. I was there. 1989, voted one time. I'm old. Bill Clinton playing the saxophone, getting sucked up by Monica Lewinsky. I was there both moments. I was outside the office when it was happening. I had my ear up against the door. I was there. Voted one time. The time I did vote, like my dramatic pauses, the time I did vote, President Obama. First time, not the second time. I watched everybody else keep him in. Not because I didn't like him or I didn't think he was a good president, just because I don't really believe in voting, right? It worked the first time, but I felt like it was such, you know, it was such a bad job from the other guy. They had to give the brother a try. It was such a bad job by the other guy. They had to give the brother a try. And so now I'm here. And damn, to be through all of that, Jesus shaking his dreads, Noah cussing me out for not getting no wood for the ark, JFK don't get in the drop top, baby. T-U-R-T-L-E Power, President Obama, and now we're here. I got to do my part. I got to vote, man. I got to do my part. I got to do my part. I really got to get my video going because y'all got to see my face. I don't be playing. We got the power, man. Even if it's a little bit fake. Even if the power is a tad bit fake, you know what I'm saying? Voting is equal to breast implants, right? For guys, right? You know they're not real, but you still enjoy them. Like, you know your vote is like really, 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 really small. Don't really do nothing. But you still got to do it. And you know the fakies, you know the boobies is fakey, but you look good, you still got to use them. You still want to play with them, you still want to touch them. Right? You know? It's like women. Hey, guy wears a hat, takes it off, you see the hairline, it's all fucked up, but he puts the hat back on. You think he looks good, so you train yourself. You see, he looks good with that hat on. But you know, under the hat, it's a nightmare on Elm Street. But you still get into a relationship with the hat fisher. I don't know if that all works together, but you can kind of figure out where I was going with it. Know what it is. So, yeah, man. Getting out to do my job. Just vote. If you listen to me, vote. People in other countries, enjoy. That listen to me, all the people outside of USA that listen to me, thank you. Enjoy the show. Because it shall be interesting. October 13th, the iPhone 12 event. Now, what can iPhone do to convince me to lock myself in longer with Verizon? Nothing. I'm going to do it anyway. When you're a techie guy, when you're a geeky guy, when you're a nerdy guy, they don't have nothing they got to do. I mean, sure, I'm going to go in and I'm going to look at the chip and I'm going to look at the screen and I'm going to look at the camera and I'm going to look at the resolution from the screen. But, and I'm going to bitch, but it doesn't matter. Because when you're a techie guy, you It doesn't matter. It don't matter. You're going to buy it. In this case, because I don't buy nothing flat out, I'm going to put something on it. Excuse me, sir. Put this on my bill.
You don't want to spend no cash? You don't want to just buy it? You got a debit card?
No. Put this on my bill.
Are you sure?
Because what happens is the longer extension of the contract, and then you end up paying a little bit more than what you would normally pay if you just pay.
Put it on my bill, Billy. Because I'm a tech guy. I'm a techie, man. I'm a nerdy. I'm a geek guy. And I'm an iPhone ride or die. They hit me with the supply I buy. And you know what? I leave the phone without pink eye. That's for Mike Pence, baby. But I buy. I'm a nerd. I enjoy that stuff, man. So October 13th, I'll be watching. Because they got me last time with the last event a few weeks back. It was just about like the Apple Watch and some other shit. And I was like, I don't want to get no Apple Watch, man. Apple Watch 5 or 6, wherever the hell we at. I already got an Apple Watch. I got Apple Watch 5, I think. The newest one. And they're saying that this Apple Watch, you don't need it unless you're like at the third generation watch. And if you're at the third generation watch, you're basically got a watch with a Spider-Man wristband on it. You remember the watches with the Spider-Man wristband on it for like a little five-year-old? Like, look, you got the watch. You can tell time. Anyway, they got me with that. But now it's time for Big Daddy to come out, which is the iPhone 12. It ain't nothing but a hustle, baby, but I buy. Because I got to have that new, baby. I can't be like everybody else. I can't just be sitting up, you know what I'm saying, tapping on my phone. Because you know they're going to jack it up. You know, if you have the iPhone 11 and down, prepare yourself for the glitches. I do declare that your phone will have many glitches by the time the iPhone 12 do drop. I do declare. I'm sorry, that's Office, Michael Scott. It's the episode. But October 13th will be there, and I'll be excited to watch what they have to say and what they have to do about the Apple event. I've always wanted to go, or iPhone 12, I always wanted to go to an Apple event. I always felt like that was like, it's like, I've been to Comic-Con, and I got to go back to Comic-Con. I've been to the Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con. There's no bigger Comic-Con. And for all my Crips and Bloods, Comic-Con is Disneyland for nerds. You know what I'm saying? It's Disney World for nerds. For all my Crips and Bloods, you can put your guns down and go in there and you can see people dressed up as Ghostbusters and Naruto and Goku. And Tyrion from Game of Thrones. You can see them all. For all my Crips and Bloods, you can go in there with peace and you can try out new video games. All my Crips and Bloods, there are some fine women dressed up as Chun-Li from Street Fighter. For all my female Crips and Bloods, there are men in there dressed as Goku. That's what popped in my head. It dresses Goku, but they usually, you know, they're not like in shape like Goku. They're usually like kind of skinny, but you could go in and have a good time too. Women, it is enjoyable for everybody. San Diego Comic-Con is special. It's special. Not like The Fly. The Fly is unique. I feel like Diddy dance up to The Fly and then try to sign him the Bad Boy. And then once he convinced him and signed the Bad Boy, the Fly don't ever be seen again. And no records are sold by the Fly. I'm sorry, Diddy. I love you to death.
Stepping on nigga. Stepping on nigga.
That's what I do. I remember when I was living back home in Kansas, and I was a young lad. Just a young wee lad. And there was cockroaches everywhere.
Stepping on niggas. Stepping on niggas.
That's all it was. I was just
stepping on niggas.
Cockroaches.
Stepping on niggas.
Cockroaches.
Stepping on niggas. Stepping on
cockroaches. That's what it was. But to get back, that's what I feel like the Apple event is for, you know, tech guys, like gadget guys. And I'm in there. You go to the Apple event, you got to be the special type of cool nerd. Not just a comic book reader. You got to be into the chips and the processes and the resolution. And you got to be into all of that. How do they do that? What does it feel like to be there? And you can't go now this year because coronavirus. And so it's going to be virtual. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay too, because guess what? Us nerds, geeks, we are used to virtual. Pornhub has virtual porn, man. We are used to it, bro. So we're going to get down October 13th. And we's going to enjoy the iPhone 12 event. As I switch.
Stepping on me.
It's my shit. 21 Savage.
Stepping on me.
So as we switch and move along. Move along, move along, move along. Lovecraft Country. Just real quick to go through my TV shows real quick before I get to what I really want to get into. Lovecraft Country, man. You hear that blowing to the mic? Wow. If y'all are not watching the show or have not watched the show, please go and just, like I said before, and a couple of episodes ago, get a trial from HBO Max. Just get a trial. Just watch Lovecraft Country. It's so creative. It's so different. And it's unique because we don't get to see black people do stuff like this. You understand what I'm saying? Lovecraft Country is like Beyonce bringing you a cool glass of lemonade on a bright sunny Sunday. And then she say, come here, sugar. And she give you a hug. And then she push you back. And then she do the single lady dance. That's what Lovecraft Country is like. And I hope you're watching it. If you're not, please, please. Be black. Get a trial. Watch it. Cancel the trial. Oh, man.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
That's me.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
But do I make it?
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
No. It's such a great show. The Boys. I got an episode to watch tonight. If you're not watching The Boys, man. The Boys is so dope. Once again, be black. If you ain't got no Prime account. Go ahead, sign up for Prime. Get you a trial. Watch The Boys. Season one, season two. We close to the end of season two. But watch it. Great show. Utopia, another great show on Amazon. That's two shows on Amazon. And trust me, I try to avoid Amazon because I don't watch anything on Amazon. If it wasn't for The Boys, I wouldn't even watch anything on Amazon. But now they have two shows. Utopia? Utopia? Oh, man. That is right up my alley. That is another one of those just wild mystery, you know, shows. That show is so, it's so relatable to what's going on right now. They have to put a disclaimer before every episode saying, hey, basically, hey, look, listen, conspiracy theory people, listen, the crazies and the people who won't understand, this show is basically made before everything happened. It just happens to fit perfectly. It just happens to fit perfectly on what's going on. I mean, to the T. And it's very close to what people may think. may be going on, but it's just fictional, bro. We didn't know that this shit was going to happen. We was just making some shit, baby. That's all. We were just making a show. Prime picked it up and it was happening. All right. They have to put a disclaimer before every episode, before every episode. That's how on point it is with what's going on right now. Crazy virus stuff. Oh, man. Tom Brady can't leave the field with 7 seconds left. Tom Brady can't leave the field with 7 seconds left. I know he's the GOAT, but he can't do that because y'all got to get on his back like y'all did on LeBron James' back. Y'all got to get on Tom Brady back like y'all did LeBron James. You know what I'm getting at? It can't be this way all the time. Tom's the GOAT. I know he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT of NFL quarterbacks, but he can't do that. LeBron James walked off the court, 10 seconds. Y'all was dropping nukes all on my man's forehead. And y'all know his hairline and the top of his head messed up, but y'all was all on my man's back. Y'all, today, when I catch up on First Take in part Undisputed, y'all better be on TB's back. Because TB's my guy. Never met him, but we just alike. We had the same diet. My woman looked better than his woman, but we got the same taste in women. That's a lie, but it's close. It's not close, but we drink juice. We drink green juice. And he liked to throw footballs. I throw hints. That's just my guy. But you can't let him. I know you done lost. I know you 0-2 to Nick Foles. Listen, I know Nick Foles. I know it's not fun being 0-2 to Nick Foles. When you Tom Brady used to knocking out Debo's and all of a sudden Tyrion Lannister come up and kick you in the nutsack and now you down on the ground. I know that shit sucks, but you can't leave the field. Where's the sportsmanship? They did it to LeBron just a week ago. Come on. You're better than that, TB. You're better than that. Dramatic. I'll be out here a while. Today's a good morning. I can tell the coffee's really in it this morning. So I put up a post. On my gram this is where I wanted to go. I put up a post on my gram and basically the post is like, the hardest thing in a relationship is pretending your girlfriend gives good head. That's what the post said, right? The hardest thing in a relationship is pretending your girlfriend gives good head. It's not many ways women fail. You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of ways. They're strong, smart, beautiful creatures. Just beautiful. Women are just giants. I love the fact that they know they're giants. They're, you know, Goliaths, smart, beast, you know. And it's not often that, you know, vagina fails you, you know, because honestly, if you're a woman and you're not like, you can't like, listen, we're getting adult here. If you're a woman, you can't, you know, properly ride. That's okay. If you're a woman and you really can't take it from the back, that's okay. Cause honestly, guys will just put you on your back and we'll just go missionary. Like we'll get the job done. Cause vagina can rarely fail. Now I'm not saying there's not times that vagina can't be drier than a struck match. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying the vagina can't be drier than an actual beach sitting in the middle of Phoenix, Arizona. I'm not saying that because it can be. There'll be times there may be a vagina out there right now that, how can I put this? A hurricane could be coming towards the vagina. Just imagine a hurricane. There's a vagina and then there's the hurricane. The hurricane's headed straight for the vagina and then the hurricane hits the brakes like Dominic Toretto in Fast and Furious. Says, and does like a full U-turn. And you ask the hurricane, what happened? What you doing, hurricane? What's going on? The hurricane be like, you see how dry that vagina is? I can't do nothing for that. And then the vagina, and then the hurricane goes off. I believe that that's out there. It's out there. That type of vagina's out there. Have I experienced it? Maybe. We're not talking about me. We're just talking about the stuff that I posted. Maybe I've experienced it. Maybe I haven't. Okay? But 98% of the vagina is going to get the job done. The thing is that guys don't like to work. We don't always want to do the pumpity pump. I'm telling you, if there's a way a guy can avoid having to do the pumpity pump, he will. Now, I'm not saying there's not moments where you're like, oh, I just really want to go to work right now. Guys could be like, whoa, it's time for me to tear it up. I tear it up. Right? But the only time a guy's going to turn down head is if you're not good at it. Because head is always acceptable. 7 seconds left in the game. Tom Brady's walking off the court. Off the field. Head is still acceptable. Your team, your favorite team, down by a touchdown. And your team is on the 10-yard line. 25 seconds left. Your girl come in and say, I'd like to give you some head, baby. You know what's going to happen? Zip. And you're going to try to keep your eye on the game. If she's good, you won't know who won. Because she's that good, you won't know who won the game. And your favorite team was on 10 with 25 seconds left. They were down by a touchdown. You wasn't able to focus because she's that good. But if you're not, nah, babe, I'm cool. Let me finish the game first. Let me finish. It's only 25 seconds. Let me finish the game first and then we'll do some things. But if you're great, zip. I don't know who won, bro. Fantasy league and all. I don't know who won. My lady wanted to suck me up and I had to let her do it because she's really, really, really good. Being in a relationship and then having to not be sexually satisfied means that you deeply love the other person. Because humans give a fuck about sex. Now you got your ones who are like virgins. They hold off forever in their life till they get married, but they give a fuck. And then you got the ones who are like, you know, they may have a kid or two, and then the women are like, nah, I'm not doing that no more. I got to find some love. But they give a fuck. Now, you notice I'm saying like women have the power to, you know, hold off. Guys, we're going to hump. It's your chance. Do the dance, the humpty. Yeah, we gonna humpty hump. Do it, baby. Do the humpty hump. I do the humpty hump. We gonna do it. We give a fuck a lot about sex. People want connections just so they can enjoy sex more. I gotta be connected with somebody. I just can't sleep with nobody. I got to be connected to somebody. I got to have a deep connection. I got to vibe with somebody before I can sleep with somebody. Those are mostly women saying that because guys would be like, can we leave right now? After the two shots of Patron, can we get in my car and can we leave? And then when we get in the car, can we fondle around while I'm driving and potentially get into a car wreck? But I don't care because I'm willing to risk my life for you to touch my penis. That's the guy. But all in all, I say we give a fuck about sex. So can you imagine the type of love it takes for you to be like, ah, this shit's trash, but you a dope ass human. I love you. And I had people in the comments talking about, you should be in relationship with somebody. I'm not going to get no relationship with nobody if they that bad at sex. Hell, why'd I do that? I wouldn't want to do that. That's red stripes. That's blue stripes. That's stripes and plaids. That don't match.
That's a vampire in Brooklyn.
But it's sometimes a human can be so dope that they trump your love for sex, right? But I think if you don't have that side of it covered, and in this day and age, where everything is microwave, relationships, microwave friendships, and you got a selection every day. Every day you open your phone up, there's a selection of new potential prospects. You the scouting coach. You the scouter. You open your phone up. Oh, this is a prospect. He from Florida. That's nice. He's coming out here to travel too. That's nice. It's. I think it's playing a dangerous game if you're not with somebody that can do both of them. You hear my both of them? Both of them. If you're not, the connection's not heavy and the sexual side is not dissolved, it's too much of a gap. Now, when the iPhone slides in, we don't talk about Androids on here, talk about iPhones. When the iPhone slides in and then you can just open up the gram, look at Peter looking good. Look at Patricia, she fine as hell. And she talked dirty. And he talked dirty. It's too much of a gap. And I mean, people were really saying that, you know, like people haven't been in, you know, like haven't been in relationships with partners who are average, or, you know, partners who don't, you know, have the same sexual drive. You know, but you love the person. The connection is dope. I mean, at the moment, you know, unless you're still with the person, you know, but I feel like if that sexual side isn't there, man, I'm telling you, you just be in a miserable situation, man. Because you can't get, then you start, can you imagine not sexually satisfied? Then you start getting into porn and you're porn heavy now in a relationship. Listen, if you're porn heavy in a relationship, woo, in a relationship and you're porn heavy, if you're a guy and you watch too much porn, it's work to get the Johnny up when you got some real action, because you get trained, you get numb up there, you numb, you're like, this ain't what I be seeing. The girls I see, that I watch, they be spitting, gagging, double hand twisting. This ain't the same. This ain't no fun. So your brain be hard to get excited. You can't get excited no more because you're so used to the porn. And if you in a relationship and you porn heavy, ooh-wee. Girl gonna think you cheating because you can't get it up, man. That's why I say, what do I say? You gotta have both sides. You gotta have both sides. You gotta have the vibe connection thing. And then you gotta have the sexual shine of it. Or you'll just be miserable. That's my take on it. Would you know how I would feel? To constantly watch your other half perform on you and you're fucking miserable, so you ask them to stop and just come on, let's get this thing over with. Let's finish the show up. Ah, it's miserable. We probably have all been there. A lot of us ain't, you know, holding off on, you know, virginity till we're 25 and married anymore. We some freaks now. Super Freaks. You lucky I ain't got Rick James. Y'all lucky I ain't got Ricky right now. Man. Ha ha. Ricky be running right now. But let me see what I got.
Tell him to bring me my money.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you got to have both sides or you just be spinning your wheels, man. You be miserable. And I'm the bad guy because I posted it. Let me go. Let me see here. I got some stuff going on there. There's some DMs. Where's my... Let me see right here. Let's see. Where's it at? Let me go. Oh, there it is. Okay, cool. And we scroll down. I've been there before. Hell yeah. Put me to sleep, babe. Sarcasm with the yawn emoji. You know what I'm saying? And then I got one, red lips underscore J. I actually know her in real life, but she said, I mean, you can always teach them. Watch porn together. Bring another girl in that knows how, but everyone's closed-minded nowadays. LOL. You know what I put? I posted that comment in my stories and I said, protect red lips underscore J at all cost. At all costs. Now, if you are in a relationship, that means you're in love. There's the option for teaching. I feel like we would all like to just stumble into somebody who's just like nasty like us and we don't have to teach nothing, but it could be fun to teach. If he or she's not remedial, it'd be great to teach. And that, bringing another woman who knows how to teach her, that is Michael Jordan losing in the finals. That's a leprechaun walking up to you, bringing you a four-leaf clover. That is them actually giving the rabbit some tricks. Cereal. That is Donald Trump coming out in the next debate in a Martin Luther King shirt. That is Donald Trump denouncing white supremacy. Those things won't happen. If it does, it's super rare. Super rare. Another woman saying, hey, babe, we're going to bring in another woman who's really good at giving BJs, who's really good at it. And she's going to teach me while performing on you. She's going to show me the things. You know what the guy is going to say? Well, you're really bad at it. So I think we need to do at least 2 months of this so you could get really good at it. I think really good at it. I think 2 months of this stuff, man. And I think you'll be a pro. You know, last time you did it, you did a lot of teeth work. So maybe 3 months of this, of her showing you, like her performing on me and you learning. Or maybe we should just treat it like an actual university where you got to go like 4 years of school, college. And then. A guy would pass out. Unless you're like super rich and famous and you're used to it. Unless you're like Leonardo DiCaprio in his heyday. I'm pretty sure at one point he had four women at one time and they were just going to work on him. Leo, if that happened, can you DM me and tell me about that? Thanks, buddy. You're a friend of mine. And that is the end of Seasonable Cloud. I am Thaddeus Shade. I am your favorite meme poster. I am the couch comedian. I am Thaddeus Shade. You could find me on Instagram at Thaddeus.Shade. You could find me on Twitter at ThadShade. You could find me on Facebook. Verified on Facebook, motherfucker. Go to the urds. www.theoddnerds.com. Check out the gear. The podcast is on there. The podcast is on all podcast platforms. I'm on Amazon Music. I'm on Amazon Podcast now. I'm on everything, baby. Just Google the name. If you can't find me, just Google the name. I'm everywhere. I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. Make sure you rate and share the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and share. SRS. Subscribe, rate, and share. Yeah, SRS. SRS, baby. Y'all take it easy. Be safe. Go vote.